Hello guys at State Grid Brazil. Affections are essential for life. Psychologist Deborah Bicudo, a PhD at Unicamp, will talk to us about the importance of learning new ways to cultivate our affections in this period of social isolation. In a short period of time, our routines were suddenly changed. This new reality, although temporary, presents us with many challenges. One of them is the way we relate and demonstrate our affections. In common sense, some synonyms for affections are love, attachment, sympathy, tenderness, esteem, care, admiration, and dedication. What we do know is that affection is essential for life. It's our expression and willingness towards something. It's what drives us and the bond for relationships. We can have affection for a person, an animal, an object, an idea, or a place. It's from the built affection that emotions and feelings are displayed. Because of it, we manage to create bonds of friendship and relationship with each other. And we only become human because we get attached to someone. This bond generates affection between the two people, as well as trust, intimacy, and longing when we are far away from each other. At a time when everyone was negatively affected by the coronavirus, we are forced to reinvent the way we cultivate and show affection. In some cases, we are learning to reconnect, even if it's virtually, with the people around us, whether they are friends, co-workers, family members, elderly people, or those who live alone. This is an effort by each one and at the same time by all of us to create more genuine and affectionate relationships. At first, negative emotions took control of us when facing a contagious and often lethal disease. But studies have revealed that gradually, positive emotions emerged, involving affection, gratitude, and solidarity. This is because the relationships and bonds created by affection are not based only on feelings, but also on actions. We can strengthen the relationships with the people who are important to us. To that end, we need to recognize our affections, cultivate the positive ones, and dedicate time and feelings to other people. Affection goes far beyond what it appears to be. Those practicing and receiving it stand only to gain. Even though it cannot be touched, it can even produce chemical reactions that affect the body and the mind. The benefits of affection include self-esteem, feelings of belonging, and the possibility for new experiences. We have all been affected by this pandemic. We can try to take advantage of this bad business that we have been subjected to. To that end, reinventing and reinvesting in relationships, effective exchanges, and communication are essential for our mental health. What about you? Have you demonstrated love and affection for someone today? In the current situation, it's natural that many can only do this virtually, as Deborah explained, but that's good enough. After all, when we give affection, we receive gratitude and love in return.